Ordinary bar soaps may do a good job of cleansing. Easy. Done and done. But with Dove, you get a whole lot more. Because every bar is made with 1/4 moisturizing cream. So you get a gentle clean that leaves skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. Upgrade to Dove, the bar that gives you more. It cleanses and cares. Plus, it's number one recommended by dermatologists. Now that is money well spent. Dove, get more from your beauty bar.
A volcano in New Zealand 2 days ago is now blamed for at least 16 deaths. Officials just announcing that two of the hospitalized victims have died. And they're now delaying plans to recover the bodies of more victims as the volcano continues to vent more steam and mud. A manhunt in Texas for the domestic violence suspect who's now accused of killing a police officer, hitting her with his car during a traffic stop.
Police in the Houston area are looking for the man who killed Sergeant Kayla Sullivan Tuesday night. Nassau Bay Police Chief Tim Cromie says they did go into a home Wednesday morning looking for the suspect, 21-year-old Tavoris Henderson, but they didn't find him.
Sergeant Sullivan Kayla was an outgoing individual. She was a leader in this department. She helped mold some of the officers that are behind me.
A group of officers was trying to arrest Henderson during a traffic stop on a domestic violence warrant when he broke free, got back in his car, and hit Sullivan, killing her. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A deadly Taliban attack targeting a medical clinic near the same base in Afghanistan where President Trump visited troops on Thanksgiving.
This is precisely the kind of activity that we're working to reduce. Through the efforts that were undertaken, the people of Afghanistan deserve an end to these senseless acts of violence. The United States stands with the Afghan people.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the attack on the clinic, killing at least two civilians, wounding dozens. Recapping the breaking news from the central bank, the Fed leaving a key interest rate unchanged and saying that at this point it sees no change in rates for the new year, 2020. Right now, the Dow is down 12 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. Good to have you with us. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's, I'm there about once, twice a week. I just absolutely love it. Vintage Vegas Dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I promised at the very top of the show that I would bring you the highlights. And in fact, I promised you at the end of yesterday's show that I'd bring you the highlights of the president's speech in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The president was they had a full house. The giant arena holds only 12,500. They were more than that because they had standing room. And it was absolutely incredible. And one of the highlights for me, Chuck Muth talked about it earlier. It's when he went on a rant about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, former members of the FBI and FBI legal staff, Department of Justice legal staff, and star-crossed lovers that got caught up in this Michael Horowitz IG report. And he spent more than just a couple of minutes in this speech last night dealing with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Here it is.
Peter Strzok and his lover, Lisa Page. Remember? Lisa, I love you so much. Lisa, please, Lisa, please. Lisa, I've never loved anyone like you. We won't allow this to happen to our country. Lisa, please, tell me you love me, Lisa. I love you. Peter, I love you. I love you like I've never loved anyone. And if for any reason, if for any reason she loses, even though she's a stone-cold, corrupt person, if for any reason she loses, Peter, we've got to have an insurance policy. We have to do it because we're going to go out. And that's what's been happening for the last 2.5 years, okay? It was their phony insurance policy. So FBI lawyer Lisa Page, so in love that she didn't know what the hell was happening, texted the head of counterintelligence, Peter Strzok, likewise, so in love he couldn't see straight. This poor guy, did I hear he needed a restraining order after this whole thing to keep him away from Lisa? That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. The fake news will never report it. But it could be true. No, that's what I heard. I don't know. I mean, who could believe a thing like that? No, I heard that Peter Strzok needed a restraining order to keep him away from his once lover. Ah, Lisa, I hope you miss him. Lisa, he'll never be the same. But he said he's not ever going to become president. And Strzok looked back. No, no, he won't. We'll stop it. We'll stop it. Can you believe we found these texts? Can you believe? This is FBI agents at a high level. No, no, we'll stop it. They're going to stop us from winning an election. And then we have to listen. There was no bias. Oh, there was no bias. Think of these people. They write there was no bias. And yet he's saying, no, no, darling, we'll stop it. And then they announced there was no bias. Now, you know what we're doing? And it's not easy. And somebody said, a regular president. I don't want to use the word normal because that's not a nice normal refer. A regular president would have been under a table, thumb in the mouth, saying, take me home, mommy. This is too tough for me. It's true. True. They know. And while it was tough on my family, I have to say, very unfair to my family, very tough on my family. I have a great family, tough. For me, it's my life. I do it, I do it. It's one thing. But very tough on a family. A thing like this happens, it's a disgrace. But day after day, we're exposing something called that filthy, disgusting, horrible swamp, and we're cleaning it up.
I'm so amazed. The president comes up with more stuff, and having sat right behind the president, in fact, last time he was I want to say he was at Treasure Island. I forget where he was. Might have been at TI, not sure. But I had seats right behind the president and within maybe 50 feet of the president. Andrew and I were there, and what, we were, I don't know, four rows up behind the president. And you could read off the teleprompter, and he read off the teleprompter maybe 30, 40% of the time. But 60 to 70% of the time, he was just ad-libbing. And that's the sort of stuff you get. I mean, it's just great stuff. For those of you wondering, let's go to cut eight. For those of you wondering, he did address the two articles of impeachment. This, again, last night, the president of the United States.
You saw their so-called articles of impeachment today? People are saying they're not even a crime. What happened? All of these horrible things, remember? Bribery and this and that. Where are they? They send these two things, they're not even a crime. This is the lightest, weakest impeachment. You know, our country's had actually many impeachments. You call judges and lots of many impeachments. But it was on today. Everybody said, this is impeachment light. This is the lightest impeachment in the history of our country by far. It's not even like an impeachment. These people are stone cold crooked. When a guy like Shifty Schiff, here's a corrupt politician. My statement, because see, I did one thing very good. As soon as I heard about this deal, I released my statement immediately. But he had already made horrible statements. And by the way, the whistleblower defrauded our country, because the whistleblower wrote something that was totally untrue, and we broke up the game. Remember, the second whistleblower was coming, right? And then the informer. Who is the informer? I know who the informer is. The informer. So the informer obviously gave him false information, because they wrote in the whistleblower report, right? They wrote something totally different from what I said. What I said was perfect. But it screwed up the whole works, because most guys would never do that. They didn't even know probably that we had it transcribed. Professionally transcribed, word for word transcribed, so beautiful. Am I lucky I had it transcribed? Think of that. Think of that. So when I said release it, and I don't like doing that, because you're releasing it, it's a conversation with a foreign leader. In this case, a very fine gentleman, president of Ukraine, the new president of Ukraine. And we call them up. And we said, would it be okay? Our Secretary of State made the call. Would it be okay? And they didn't know what we were talking about, but they said, yeah, it's okay. And by the way, he, his foreign minister, everybody, did you know they said, there was no pressure. He didn't do anything wrong. There was no pressure put on us. That didn't stop anybody. But we released the conversation, and that gummed it up. Now, all of a sudden, we never heard from the second whistleblower. We never heard about who the informer was. The whistleblower who is going to come out strong, he's disappeared. Where's the whistleblower? He's disappeared. He's gone.
Yeah. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. When we come back, Jesse Waters. You like him on the five? I used to love him with... I'm serious. I used to love him when he was just kind of floating around and working for Bill O'Reilly and working for other shows. But now that he's on the five, I love him. He came unglued yesterday on the show. We'll give you an example of what Jesse Waters Unplugged actually sounds like. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and Local Now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I just love it. I just love it. The Horowitz IG report, and I guess Ted Cruz, Mark Hoke just walked in and said, boy, Cruz just went off in the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's good. We'll grab, my buddy Wyatt Cox will grab that clip for us for tomorrow because I love, Ted Cruz, smart dude. Another smart dude is Jesse Waters. And he was on with Dana Perino last night on The Five, defending Bill Barr's criticism of the Horowitz IG report. But as he got wound up more and more, you could tell that he was ready to let loose, and he let loose with both barrels. This is Jesse Waters on The Five yesterday.
I felt this was very flimsy. These omissions were not satisfactorily explained. And I think that leaves open the possibility to infer bad faith. I think our nation was turned on its head for 3 years. I think based on a completely bogus narrative that was largely fanned and hyped by an irresponsible press. And I think that there were gross abuses of FISA and inexplicable behavior that is intolerable in the FBI.
The attorney general also doubling down on his assertion that the Trump campaign was spied on.
Well, it's clearly spied upon. I mean, that's what electronic surveillance is. I think wiring people up to go in and talk to people and make recordings of their conversations is spying.
Jesse, you have been deep in the state of mind on this report. You read. I watched you. You read the whole executive summary yesterday. You were underlining things. I'm not exactly sure what specifically to ask you about, but maybe we just talk about Bill Barr as the attorney general and saying basically this. He's saying that the inspector general did not hit the mark.
What he's saying is that when you open up an investigation into an opposing political campaign, and if you're the FBI and you open it up based on foreign rumors, that is a very thin predicate to base that on. And not only do you just open up an investigation onto one 28-year-old who has a drunken conversation at a bar, you all of a sudden open on Flynn, open on Manafort, and open on Page. That is dramatic to do at that point. All he's saying is, why didn't the FBI give a defensive briefing to the Trump campaign? People say, oh, well, you don't want to tip the Trump campaign off. Well, you went to the Russians. Yeah. You alerted the Russians that summer, hey, stop messing around, we know what you're doing, but you don't go to the Trump campaign. You don't think they could have gone to Jeff Sessions and say, hey, there's going to be some infiltration opportunity, better watch out, there could be some issues, let me show you how to deal with it? No, they investigated the Trump campaign and not the Russians. Okay, second point. The spying occurred, there was wiretapping, and there was undercover agents that went in and secretly recorded Trump campaign officials. The dossier, according to the inspector general, was the central and essential document used to wiretap the campaign. The FBI lawyer said this was essentially a single source FISA, and they drew almost entirely from the Steele dossier. That means Hillary bought a warrant. That means Hillary paid for foreign interference in an election. And they knew almost immediately the dossier was bogus, because when they interviewed the source of Steele's ridiculous report, he said, yeah, it's all nothing. It's all hearsay. It's all junk. Steele doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And they continued for a year to lie about Steele and to deceive the court and to forge documents to make it look like Page was a bad guy when, in fact, he was a good guy.
Well, it was interesting.
And that was the most egregious thing, because you can look at the end of this. Mueller, what does he do? For 2 years, he knows there's no collusion. They knew for years there was no collusion, yet they put the country through hell to build an obstruction case. This was not an unbiased investigation. I don't care what they say. They had no evidence of bias. That's just because they didn't even admit it.
Jesse Waters got fired up. Jesse Waters got really, really fired up. Somebody else got fired up yesterday. Is Bill Barr. He's the attorney general. He's doing his own investigation, and my guess is his investigation will be different than the IG investigation, the inspector general. The inspector general, just so you know, had a very narrow scope. It could only deal with what's inside the Department of Justice. John Bull Durham will have a different mandate. He can go outside. He can press charges. He can, in fact, the word is, he has already installed a grand jury. There can be criminal referrals. People can be perp walked. And don't think there won't be. This is going to be something to see. But Bill Barr went on the offensive yesterday. I don't have time to get into it right now. But we will coming up afterwards. And by the way, I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things I want to do, I want to find out if you are as fired up as the majority of voters. New polling just out yesterday from Quinnipiac. 51% of you don't want the president impeached. That is a majority, ladies and gentlemen. I thought impeachment was only supposed to be when you had general agreement, that you had bipartisanship. Wait till you see how the bipartisanship goes with this whole impeachment thing. We'll do that and more coming up. Again, the number 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed after the Fed announced that it will leave short-term interest rates unchanged in a range of 1.5% and 1.75%. The central bank also saying it will keep rates steady through next year and will continue to monitor global developments. And shares of Boeing are lower after Federal Aviation Administration Chief Steve Dixon confirmed today that the agency will not allow its grounded 737 MAX to resume flying before the end of this year. This forecast goes against Boeing's guidance that regulators would approve the plane before the end of the year. And Apple hitting a record high today. An Evercore analyst said that the tech giant will make a strong showing next year. And despite the stock's huge gains for this year, he says there's still room for it to soar, boosted by continued momentum for AirPods, Apple Watches, and services. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Guthrie Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz testifies the FBI had sufficient evidence to launch an investigation of the Trump campaign's Russia contacts.
Still, Horowitz tells the Senate Judiciary Committee investigators made serious mistakes and errors in applying for surveillance warrants, including omitting information.
We also did not receive satisfactory explanations for any of the errors or omissions we identified.
Horowitz says there's no evidence political bias played a role. That is a conclusion disputed by Republicans.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Jersey City, New Jersey Mayor Stephen Fulop says two gunmen who killed three people before dying in a police shootout targeted the Jewish market where it happened.
The perpetrator stopped in front of there, calmly opened the door with two long rifles, him and the other perpetrator, and began firing from the street.
Police detective was killed at a cemetery before the shootout. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
America is a special place. Every 4 years, we do something most people across the globe only dream of. Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching.
It's the holiday season, and it's the perfect time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, travel mugs, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Happy holidays from Fox News Channel.
For
far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, those electric bikes are really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. The president was on the road. I will let you hear from the Attorney General in just a couple of minutes, but I do want you to hear from the president. And one of the things he did, he bragged about the USMCA and the coincidence or lack of coincidence that within an hour of announcing impeachment, they announced that they were going to allow the USMCA to come to the floor of the United States House. Let's go to cut five. And the president was absolutely incredible. By the way, you want to join us? I'm going to open up our phone lines, and I want to find out if you track with what America is saying, that the president should not be impeached and should not be removed from office. In fact, here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. 51% of you in a Quinnipiac poll say the president should not be impeached and removed from office. And we'll find out if indeed you believe that. But last night in Hershey, the president bragged, and this is cut five, about the USMCA, the US-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. I call it the new NAFTA.
We're ending decades of failed trade policies that devastated communities all across the state. For generations, American manufacturing was the bedrock of your economy, the bedrock. Remember last administration, you'd need a magic wand. It'll never come back. You'd need a we found the magic wand, didn't we? Then came NAFTA, the NAFTA disaster, I call it, one of the worst trade deals in the history of any country, and the loss of 1 in 3 Pennsylvania manufacturing jobs. Your politicians always pledge to fix it. They talk about it for years and years and decades, but they never were able to do it. They came and they went to Washington and they did nothing. But unlike those politicians, I keep my promises. And I love Pennsylvania. You know, I went to school in Pennsylvania. You know that, right? I know it well. And I'm thrilled to report that we are on the verge of ending the NAFTA catastrophe once and for all. Congress will soon vote on my new trade deal, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. After years of waiting, many, many years, many, many decades, they've been looking for this, and then we got it done, and we've been waiting for a long time for Nancy Pelosi to announce USMCA. And she did it on the same day that they announced that they are going to impeach the 45th president of the United States and your favorite president, I think. And the reason they announced it on the same day, 1 hour later, they announced impeachment, a few guys standing behind her. They announced impeachment, and then an hour later, she announced that she's going to do USMCA. You know why? It's a huge deal, and it plays down the impeachment because they're embarrassed by the impeachment, and our poll numbers have gone through the roof because of her stupid impeachment.
Vintage President Trump. That was a rally speech at the Giants Center. It's supposed to hold 12,500. It was stretched beyond that because they had standing room only. And it was amazing. The president was absolutely brilliant. Now, earlier in the day, they released the Horowitz IG report, and Bill Barr went on the offensive. He was on with, where was this? This is cut two, by the way. This is cut number two. This is Bill Barr with Pete Williams, who is the senior justice correspondent for MSNBC and NBC News. But I want you to listen how he went on the offensive after release of the Horowitz report that gave everybody something to cheer about. But here again, Bill Barr on MSNBC.
I think probably from a civil liberty standpoint, the greatest danger to our free system is that the incumbent government use the apparatus of the state, principally the law enforcement agencies and the intelligence agencies, both to spy on political opponents, but also to use them in a way that could affect the outcome of the election. As far as I'm aware, this is the first time in history that this has been done to a presidential campaign, the use of these counterintelligence techniques against a presidential campaign. And we have to remember that in today's world, presidential campaigns are frequently in contact with foreign persons. And indeed, in most campaigns, there are signs of illegal foreign money coming in. And we don't automatically assume that the campaigns are nefarious and traitors and acting in league with foreign powers. There has to be some basis before we use these very potent powers in our core First Amendment activity. And here, I felt this was very flimsy. Basically, I think the department has a rule of reason, which is at the end of the day, is what you're relying on sufficiently powerful to justify the techniques you're using? And the question there is, how strong is the evidence? How sensitive is the activity you're looking at? And what are the alternatives? And I think when you step back here and say, what was this all based on? It's not sufficient. Remember, there was and never has been any evidence of collusion. And yet this campaign and the president's administration has been dominated by this investigation into what turns out to be completely baseless.
Now, I want you to hear Adam Schiff. You recall Adam Schiff was the guy that maybe 2 years ago was saying there is uncontested, unrefuted evidence. I can't tell you because I'm the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, so I can't tell you what this evidence that I've seen is. But it's uncontroverted. It is clear that the president was an agent of the Russian government. Well, it turns out he didn't have uncontested, unrefuted evidence. None of that. But so I want you to listen not to Adam Schiff 2 years ago, but to Adam Schiff this year, yesterday, in introducing the two articles of impeachment. This is cut four. Adam Schiff yesterday in Washington.
The framers of the Constitution recognized that someday a president might come to office who would abuse that office, betray the public trust, and undermine national security to secure foreign help in his reelection, and who would seek to abrogate the power of Congress to hold him accountable. They recognized this danger, and they prescribed a remedy, and that remedy is impeachment. It is an extraordinary remedy and one that I've been reluctant to recommend until the actions of President Trump gave Congress no alternative. We stand here today because the president's continuing abuse of his power has left us no choice. To do nothing would make ourselves complicit in the president's abuse of his high office, the public trust, and our national security. The president's misconduct is as simple and as terrible as this. President Trump solicited a foreign nation, Ukraine, to publicly announce investigations into his opponent and a baseless conspiracy theory promoted by Russia to help his reelection campaign. President Trump abused the power of his office by conditioning two official acts to get Ukraine to help his reelection. The release of hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid that nation desperately needed, and a White House meeting with an ally trying to fend off Russian aggression. In so doing, he undermined our national security and jeopardized the integrity of our next election. And he does so still. The evidence of the president's misconduct is overwhelming and uncontested. And how could it not be when the president's own words on July 25th, "I would like you to do us a favor, though," lays so bare his intentions, his willingness to sacrifice the national security for his own personal interests. And when the president got caught, he committed his second impeachable act, obstruction of Congress, of the very ability to make sure that no one is above the law, not even the president of the United States.
You heard that from about 25 Democrats on Capitol Hill yesterday. Nobody is above the law, especially the president of the United States. While Washington itself, inside the Beltway, was consumed yesterday by impeachment and the Inspector General's report, it is weird that when you go out beyond the Beltway, it's totally different. And people respond totally differently. 51% in the latest Quinnipiac poll say the president should not be impeached and removed. And it's funny that when you look at the numbers, and in fact, the last time more than 50% opposed impeachment, 51% oppose impeachment and removal, that was when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi launched the inquiry. That was in, what, late September. Now, the poll released yesterday was conducted between December 4th and 9th during the House Judiciary Committee public hearings. And what is interesting is when you look at the breakout, it was along party lines. 83% of those who said they want the president impeached identified as Democrats. 95% who wanted against impeachment were Republicans. But that 83% is interesting. That means there are some Democrats that think he should not be impeached. That's what it tells me. Stick around, more to do. We're going to get to your phone calls as well. You want to join in, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now. Here's a question for you. How much is bad credit costing you? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of having bad credit? Listen up. You don't have to live with it anymore. In 90 days, you can repair your credit and repair your life. Call my friends at Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. Within 90 days, they'll drastically improve your credit and make you credit worthy. And they back that up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Hey, let's face it. The credit repair industry has many untrustworthy people. But these guys you can trust. So if you need to repair your credit, or if you're a realtor, sell insurance, or you work for a mortgage company and your clients need a better credit score, call Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. That's Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. 833-91-LEND-1, or visit them at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
It's that time of year. Health insurance open enrollment is here. But are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you just curious to see if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casal and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They've contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure that you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Once the deadline hits, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. 702-396-9449. That number again, 702-396-9449.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We've got the right to choose it.
I just love it. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Whoops, I just punched myself off? I hope I didn't. Great to have you with us live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of real water, and real water is simply awesome. In fact, I got my delivery coming up, I think, tomorrow. I'm so excited about that. But I got to tell you, the real water folks have upped their game again. Now, with the real water concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. You can get a free bottle of the real water concentrate right now. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and that you want your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture at the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com. To your phone calls we go. Tell you what, let's go to Rita. Rita, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Rita. What's up?
I just wanted to say something about Adam and Adam Schiff and his fact that the president is not above the law. Just two comments. I don't hear any conservatives complaining about the fact that sanctuary cities don't believe that they're above the law. I mean, it's not President Trump. What about all these Democrats that are disregarding our laws? What about Hillary's email service? Is she above the law? That's my only comment.
Rita, let me just ask you. You've heard a lot of folks, folks on Fox News, a lot of Republican House members have talked about that very thing. That when in fact, I think it was last night, maybe it was this morning, that Fox News was, they ran a whole montage of people saying, no one's above the law. Especially the president of the United States. And they immediately followed that up with exactly what you mentioned. The 12 million, which I think is closer to 25 million, folks who are here illegally. They're breaking the laws.
That's right. And what about no borders? Letting them in illegally? Isn't that above the law?
Exactly.
Well,
no. I'll be honest with you, Rita. What really bothers me more than anything is, you know, we have this little weaselly guy, George Papadopoulos, who was a low-level guy, ended up doing 14 days in prison. 14 days. Maybe it was 9. It was commuted to 9, I think. And the fact is, nobody on the other side, with all the bad stuff that's been going on, with 33,000 Clinton emails that just evaporated.
Disappeared
into thin air. But nobody's going to jail. And my question is, why not? I'm hopeful that after the Durham investigation, because he has power of arrest, he has power of, he can make a referral for prosecution, criminal prosecution. He can do all that stuff. I'm just disappointed that didn't happen with Horowitz, but maybe it'll happen with John Durham.
Well, let's hope so.
Thank you, dear. That's Rita. On our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You want to? We just freed up a line, so if you want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And again, these numbers are telling. A majority of Americans now oppose impeaching and ousting President Trump from office. That's according to a Quinnipiac University poll just released yesterday. The poll showed that 51% of registered voters, so this is not likely voters, this is registered voters, said that they don't want to see Trump impeached and removed from office, as compared to 45% who want to see him impeached and removed. Needless to say, we are a divided nation. And I thought, in fact, Nancy Pelosi said, you don't do impeachment, you know, with a divided legislature, or a divided nation. You need to have bipartisan support for such impeachment. You don't have it. It's not there. I'm sorry, but it's just not. Tell you what, let's get back to your phone calls. And by the way, our wall-to-wall free-for-all, for those of you that don't know, those of you that may have just wandered in off the street and you said, this is a pretty good program, I think I'll stay with it. Simply put, our wall-to-wall free-for-all is where you call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. Let's go to Ed. Ed, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you played a clip and someone said Ukraine desperately needed military aid. How come Obama didn't give them any?
He gave them blankets.
They were so desperate.
He gave them blankets.
Oh, okay. And the other thing
is that by Ed, isn't it the same giving blankets and giving Javelin missiles, anti-tank missiles?
Well, they might have been bulletproof blankets. They could have covered themselves.
That will be the Obama reply. Oh, well, they were bulletproof.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, but and also, didn't President Obama go to the UK and say they should vote to stay in the EU, and if they didn't stay in the vote that way, they would go to the end of the queue, the end of the line, so far as prioritization for future trade negotiation? Was that meddling in an election?
Well, the key is meddling in their election or meddling in our election. That's what it comes down to. The Ukraine phone call was not about us, you know, other than trying to get out of corruption, you know, rid the planet of corruption. Hey, that's going to do it today. Tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root. He's been in D.C. I imagine he met with the president. We'll find out. And he'll be with us tomorrow. They were a big Hanukkah party in our nation's capital. Yeah, I know. We'll get the straight skinny from my buddy Wayne Allen Root. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.